Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Hall and Capitas fan hotline. I talked to a good friend from the Trib, Chris Adamski. And, Chris, you have covered a variety of things at the Trib. I know it's been a while since you've covered Penn State, but I'm sure you've kept your eye a little bit on what's going on up there recently, I mean today. Any thoughts on the Pat Chambers story?
Well, mainly for me, to use the Mike Tomlinism global perspective, Penn State basketball has always just fascinated me with a morbid fascination that this is a school with the, you know, it's the third largest athletic budget, I think, in the country. You know, it's wins in national championships. It's won in soccer. It's won them in lacrosse. You know, it's won them in, you know, football, you know, all these sports, essentially, you name the sport, volleyball, they've been a national part, wrestling, they win it every freaking year. Every sport that they want to be good at, they're good at. You know, there's all the, you know, big alumni base and, well, all this money and all these resources. They've been in women's basketball final fours. They've been very good here for the last couple of decades. They've had a good program at times at that. And yet men's basketball, the country's by far easily the second most popular sport in the country on the collegiate level. And there is a collective shrug that no one cares. Like, I know the Pat Chambers thing is more relevant now, you know, what happened or whatever, but it's the fact that he lasted 9 years without making a tournament appearance, not even making an NIT. He made 7 years in a row without getting fired, without making the NIT at a Big Ten program. If you think about that for a second, how does somebody not get fired after 7 years of not even making an NIT? And the thing is, I don't think he did a bad job. That's just an indictment, not of him per se. It's an indictment of the one part apathy of the Penn State, you know, just community toward men's basketball. One part sort of the fact that, you know, the basketball priority within the athletic department. And one part sort of the, you know, the reflection of those, that apathy and that lack of resources put into it, so the coach doesn't have a chance really to win there. Ohio State is a big athletic program. They're good at everything. Texas is good at everything. You know, Stanford, you can go through these you know, kind of national brand programs that are good at every sport. And Penn State is generally with them in every other, as an athletic program on whole. But men's basketball, the number two sport in the country by far, they just completely punt away. And it just fascinates the hell out of me that they never even bother. Nobody even cares that they're any good, essentially.
Yeah.
That's not the answer you wanted, but it's fascinating.
No, I agree. I mean, it's incredible how long that guy lasted without really doing much of anything other than not be terrible. now, you obviously – there's a number of other things you cover, and if you look at the Steelers this week, remember a couple of weeks ago, Chris, there were a whole bunch of people crying about the Titans having to forfeit. But if that was going to be the case, we wouldn't be treated to a 5-0 versus 5-0 team game that is one of the best games of the year so far.
Yeah, I mean, The forfeit thing, I didn't ever see as being a realistic option that the league would actually. I mean, this is the National Football League. I mean, this isn't youth football. This isn't whatever. This isn't Division II college. Field hockey or whatever. I mean, this is the National Football League. Just in terms of that alone, just in terms of the money and the involved and everything, and the competitive, all that. Yeah, I didn't ever see that as being. Although it's 2020, you know, all kind of crazy things I've never seen before have happened. So I guess, anything could have happened. But you're right. You might as well. I don't think at the time they were both what, they're 3-0 at the time each. You would have a good game, but now, at that point, 3-0, a lot of teams start out 3-0. Not too many start out 5-0. You're really at the point now where, this game will have almost assuredly, an effect on seeding down the road. These teams are going to make the playoffs for sure. It's crazy to think that 2-5-0 or better teams haven't met, what is it, 5 times in 50 years? It's pretty wild.
No, it absolutely is. And I think, this is a good matchup for the Steelers, again, because their strength is stopping the run. Are you to the point where you're buying the Steelers as legitimate Super Bowl contenders yet?
I mean, yeah, I'm buying more in now, certainly as the weeks go by, every time they win. And, it's also that I know the Chiefs put together a good game the other day. They really did. And so I don't want to take they beat a good team on the road in the rain. I don't want to diminish that. But they did lose the week before. And they didn't. My point of watching the Chiefs these last 2 weeks is they haven't looked like this, just the immovable, they'd be an unstoppable force, I guess, where even, the Steelers defense is as elite as, people say or they look sometimes or they can be. I still don't know if they're going to be able to stop the Chiefs at times the way they were looking those first 3 or 4 games. These last 2 weeks now, they've looked more human. They looked more, that there's a chance to stop them, especially with a defense as good as the Steelers. Also, these last 2 weeks, the Steelers' offense finally broke that 30-point plateau. And, I'm not going to sit here and say that they certainly don't match the Chiefs offensively. But I guess my point overall is that if you want to talk about being a Super Bowl contender, even maybe 2 weeks ago, I believe the Steelers might have been a top 5 or 6 team. And maybe, you could say that or make the case of that. But I thought there was kind of a big drop-off after the top, especially after the Chiefs. And maybe the Ravens and maybe, throw another team or two in there, Seattle. Now I feel like the Steelers can – if the Steelers play the Chiefs, now I feel like they might beat them, 3 or 4 times out of 10, maybe 5 even. But whereas before I thought it was, 1 or 2. So in that sense, that's what makes it, more confident about their Super Bowl chances, that I feel like they can, be on an almost equal footing with the best of their conference.
Well, there's absolutely that's absolutely the Chiefs are the team that you want to beat, and that's the way it goes. Are you a buyer in Robert? Don't call me Mickey Spillane, or do you need to see more before you're ready to say the inside linebacker problem is solved?
Yeah, tell me they need to see some more. I mean, obviously he finished that game well. He made a couple plays. You can look at it a couple ways. I've heard people say, the Steelers didn't address the position in the offseason. But, they had 5 draft picks, remember, Paul? They traded a couple of draft picks. If you went through you kind of looked at their roster, you identified 6 spots they needed reinforcements. And they took the other 5, and the one they didn't was inside linebacker. There's a musical chairs game going on there, and someone's got left out. And, depending on the draft hell or whatever, and that's the one that got left out. They signed 2 of the more, prominent undrafted free agents, if you want to call, if you assign prominence to things like undrafted free agents, you're really nitpicking here. But they were a couple guys, one from Mississippi State, one from USC. Now, neither one of them made the team, but, that's the same as taking a 7th-round pick or whatever. So, I don't know that was – I don't think they went in the offseason and said, guess what, we have Robert Spillane, we're not going to sign a linebacker. I don't think that's the way it happened. You have limited resources. They shored up other places, and that was arguably their finished spot in the team. You could make the case safety as well. Those are the 2 spots that they could at least afford. You make it Minkah Fitzpatrick and Devin Bush both because they both are kind of unique players and unique skill sets. and because there is so little experience and known qualities behind them, those are probably, after Ben Roethlisberger, of course, the two most players you could least afford to lose. They lost one of them out. So we'll see. We'll see how creative they get with it. I don't think anybody, including the, given the true serum to the Steelers coaching staff, is going to say that, we're comfortable putting Robert Spillane out there. He can fill in everybody else at their job, and they kind of, use them in the right packages, take them out at the right spots, and kind of, protect them in that sense. If they use them that way, they can probably get by with them. He kind of impressed me there. And you watch him, and this is all going on, it's true. You watch, like, last training camp, we couldn't watch this training camp, really. When he came, he was under at the free. The kid makes plays, right? I mean, you don't get that many tackles. I know it's the MAC, all right? I know whatever you want to say is undrafted, but he racked up a lot of tackles in college. And, you don't necessarily do that unless you have some sort of instinct and some sort of, it's kind of like, Tyler Matakevich, right? He racked up a lot of tackles. He's never going to be an NFL All-Pro. Now, that's the Steelers let him walk in the offseason. Now, you could say they let him walk and they knew that Roberts play. I don't think they really made decisions based on that in March and April. But that's where they're at right now, and we'll see how he can do.
Chris, thank you so much for joining me, buddy. Great stuff, and let's do it again soon, sir.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Paul.
All right, my man. That's Chris Adamski from The Trip.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.